Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's Edward Davis from Checkmate Sports, and I want to talk about the difference between being thirsty and being hungry. Let's go ahead and get into it. So the big question is this: how are sports agents like you and I, who didn't cheat and take money from big time investors, who are spending money from our own pockets, how do we compete in a way that lets us get our message, services, and the things that we believe out to the world, and yet still remain profitable? That is the question, and this podcast is going to give you the answer. My name is Edward Davis, and welcome to Sports Agent Secrets. All right, what's going on, everybody? I want to talk about something. I want to get back more into the strategy of becoming an agent. I noticed that, you know, we've been training agents for years now. I've seen a lot of the good ones come. I've seen a lot of, you know, people who flamed out within the first couple of years. And one of the things that I noticed that a lot of new agents and a lot of agents in general, some of the mistakes that they make is they confuse being thirsty with being hungry. Okay. And what I mean is, you know, when you, a lot of people who are entrepreneurial, who are very driven, who are hard workers, you know, they want to make sure that they're consistent, they're persistent, and they do whatever it takes. And in theory, that sounds amazing, but a lot when it comes down to the execution of it, it could be deadly. And what I mean by that is, you know, when you become an agent or anything where you are supposed to be influential, you have to position yourself as an expert, okay? And I want you to think about an expert. If you are, just let's think about a world-class surgeon. If you are, or if you have a let's say you have a brain aneurysm, or you need emergency surgery within the next 2 months, you're going to die. And you're out here searching for the best surgeon in the world, okay? Are you, and let's just say you got, you know, surgeons DMing you, you know, begging you to take you out for lunch, you know, begging to pick your brain, or, you know, just wanting to, you know, just being real, real thirsty. If you seen a doctor like that, would you automatically think that they were an expert? 9 out of 10, no. Why? Because that's not how an expert operates. The best of the best isn't, you know, thirsty and coming off desperate. If they're the best in the world, chances are, you know, you would imagine that they're, you know, that it's difficult to get to them. You know, that they're not always available because, you know, they're in high demand. And what I think when you're becoming an agent and trying to become an expert, you have to position yourself in that manner. If you are, you know, always DMing these players, if you're, you know, bugging them and stuff like that, you quickly lose the mystique. You quickly lose your expert status. So I recommend when you guys are breaking into this industry or building your business to do things to position yourself as the expert. And how do you do that? You show that you are a thought leader. You show that, you know your stuff. You can do podcasts similar to this. You can create blogs. You can create content on YouTube. There's so many ways that you can, you know, position yourself as the expert of, you know, your niche, which could be football, basketball, baseball, NIL, or anything like that. But I recommend that if you do that and you put the content out and you position yourself as an expert, then what will happen will be that you will start to attract clients. You will start to attract the parents. You will start to attract the business deal, because now you're seen as the expert. Now you're seen as the thought leader, opposed to the guy who is, you know, always in DMs and just, you know, just that thirsty, desperate look. Okay. So, you know, I try to keep these podcasts really, really short. Hope you guys got some information out of that. This is a big week for me and my client. This is, we just had the final preseason game. Was it Saturday? No. Yeah. Saturday. I'm thinking Rod is probably going to make practice squad bare minimum. But I'm praying for the 53, just be really, really big for us if he gets that 53-man roster. So throw some prayers up for us. And with that being said, I'll see you guys in the next episode. Take care. Thank you for listening to the Sports Agent Secret Podcast. If you genuinely enjoyed this episode, then please take a screenshot and post it on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or wherever else you post stuff. And make sure to tag me in it. Let me know why you enjoyed this episode and what you would love to hear from me so that I can make that for you in the future. And as always, if you want to become a professional sports agent in the next 30 days without going to law school, without taking some difficult certification exam, then the Sports Agent Masterclass is for you. Go to www.sportsagentmasterclass.com and I'll see you on the other side. Take care.